everyone, and welcome to our Swift 10 question series with our lead software engineer in EPAM Slovakia, Almaz Siraev. Hi, Almaz. Ready for a quick journey?
Hello, everyone. Nice to meet you.
I have a super quick this or that game for you, Almaz. So I ask a question and you choose one answer between the two. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So the first one, tea or coffee?
Both.
Both. That's a very nice answer, you know.
Yeah.
Good. Number two, morning person or night owl?
Oh, I would say night, but now it looks like both because my child went to kindergarten. Yeah, so I had to wake up earlier.
That switched to kindergarten, right? And you have to be very, very quick in the morning. Okay, I feel you. Number three, traveling or staycation?
Traveling.
Number four, test-driven development or behavior-driven development?
Oh, that's a hard one.
I know. We've been preparing with my AI assistant.
Okay, let's choose test-driven.
Single-page applications or multi-page applications?
Single-page.
Single-page. And with that, as we've learned a little bit about you, we are getting to the point of our today's conversation. So my first question would be, you're a lead software engineer. What's your job in a nutshell?
My job in a nutshell is actually consists of several parts. The first is software development itself. I need to implement some features, fix some bugs, do some research and development items. And except that, I'm actually doing some people management in my team. I'm trying to motivate them, build personal development plans for them. And this is really exciting for me because I like to motivate people and work with their career and probably improve some of their skills, not only software development. Yeah, and there is also another part which is related to kind of a project management because I'm a team leader in my current project and it actually involves me into some meetings with management from customer side. It also involves me into breaking down some large piece of work, refining backlog. And as we are a Kanban team, I'm trying to get our work in progress limit in current numbers.
I see. That sounds like a lot of work and a lot of fun. And you mentioned Kanban. So basically, I would ask you here, what methodologies and frameworks do you prefer to use and why?
I prefer Kanban now.
Why?
Because Kanban, from my perspective, Kanban is much more focused on the results rather than Scrum. It's only my opinion, right? In Scrum, you're doing work to achieve a goal of the sprint. And like if you pull a new item from backlog in Kanban, you need to be sure that you are not exceeding work in progress limits, right? And if, for example, if development column in your Kanban board is already full, instead of pulling a new item, you need to help other team members to complete their work. So we're focusing on the work that is in progress right now. But in Scrum, it's usually something different. You can pull any items if you completed your own, any other item that is related to this sprint. And if you complete it, that's good. But if we didn't complete any of those items that are active now, we just move them to another sprint. So I'm saying that both of these methodologies are great. We can use it, but we need to be cautious about what methodology we can use for what type of projects, because Kanban is more suitable for kind of support, research and development, bug fixing. Scrum is more for feature teams that deliver new features and implement something new in your product, I would say in this way.
Thank you so much for mentioning that, because we had several podcasts dedicated to Scrum methodologies, and it's so good that you mentioned Kanban and you basically use Kanban so we can compare. And it's so good that you had given these examples that we can use it in research and development, etc., etc. And any favorite frameworks as well that are working well for you and your team?
In my team, we use mostly .NET tools, libraries, and frameworks. And on front-end part, we use Node.js and React. And now we also running a new kind of project or product, I would say, for Inner Source, which is really like a trending topic. It's called Backstage. So this is a developer portal that actually built with a Backstage framework, and it's really amazing. You can try it on your own. This is only for front-end and React stuff. At back-end, we use pretty like a standard way of developing. It's ASP.NET Core and microservice architecture. This is mostly it. So there are many libraries and tools, but I would not like to mention them all because this is a really, really large list.
Of course, it will be too time consuming and we will be discussing only that. Right. Being a people lead and a team lead, how do you ensure that your team follows best practices and maintains code quality?
I think there are two parts that you need to worry about. The first is how to treat newcomers. And the second is how to grow your junior developers. The first, if you have a newcomer, it doesn't depend on the level of newcomer. You still need some kind of onboarding process, really detailed. You may need a checklist to pass an onboarding into your project. And for junior developers, I think you need more time spending like face-to-face or like in online meetings on your team, having calls, because junior developers, they need a bit of human support rather than just reading docs and going through the checklist. But if you have a new senior developer, the processes between several projects, they might be quite similar. So you don't need to spend too much time on explaining some general truth. I think this is a difference in these two things, but it's usually better if you have a proper CI/CD environment, because you can be sure that nobody will break your system. CI/CD is continuous integration and delivery system, and it actually helps you to make sure that if you add a new code to your product, to your project, it will not break anything that was written before.
That's great. Thank you so much for that. And it seems that it's a great tool to help newcomers and, as you mentioned, and really maintain code quality. The next point I would like to discuss with you is basically right now, development is not a work of a standalone person. It is a teamwork, as you mentioned. So how do you collaborate with other teams, with cross-functional teams to deliver high-quality software products?
Yeah, usually if I have some kind of request for clarification, tickets, or just general questions around the product, I can right away type a message in Teams. Or if it involves like several people, what I'm actually doing is just a simple thing. Create a group chat in Teams, name it properly. For example, if you have a question that you want to understand or you want to clarify, do the subject that is related to that question, and then invite all people that you think might be useful. This is what I'm doing usually.
I see. It seems that you're wearing quite a lot of hats. So could you tell us, how do you like to start and to finish your working day?
I usually start my work day with a cup of coffee and a cup of tea.
Nice office tradition.
Right. And a short small talk with my colleagues. I think it's a great thing. It can give you some energy to get straight away into your work tasks. And at finishing work day, I'm an office person, by the way. I like to work from office. I usually like to leave office when the environment is quiet and you can focus on some development tasks, because they require much more focus than people management or project management. And after like 5 p.m., it usually gets much more quiet in the office space, so I can focus on these things.
Talking about focus, how do you prioritize these tasks and how do you manage time effectively? Because the development environment is very fast-paced. And as you mentioned, you really need to focus and concentrate. How do you do that? You've mentioned that you need some quality, quiet time. What else?
You know, yeah, it's really tough to balance these two things. I mean, management and development. If you can, you can just dedicate the whole day for development tasks, right? Because they need like a big time blocks in your calendar when nobody can interrupt you. If you have some meetings in a week and they like go one by one, between that meetings you have some gaps. This is a good time periods for do some management job. I usually use a calendar to balance these two kind of activities.
So you have blocks.
Yeah, I'm stick to time blocking method, and I like it really. It works great for me. Usually, in our team, we can dedicate at least 2 hours for focus time after lunch, for example. It actually improved our productivity. I can't say an exact number of percent, but I see the difference.
That's really nice, because it is very important to find this method that would be working for both for you and for the whole team. As you're a people person, as you're an office person, what do you enjoy the most being a lead engineer? Still technical stuff or people stuff?
The most part enjoying in being lead engineer is probably, you know, the opportunities that you can get from it. I mean, it's actually opens you not only, as you mentioned, not only software development opportunities, but also management. You can be like a T-shaped person where you can advise something on architecture. You can be a bit of project manager. You can work with people, motivate them, work on their development and career plans. And again, for me, software development itself, like when you're coding, right, is a good way to calm down, to focus, to like catch this like flow state. You know, if you know what I mean, flow state is a kind of a term from psychology when you're very conscious about what you're doing.
So I think if you love your job, you really get to this flow, right?
Yes, right. And you have a really good diversity of the tasks that this position gives to you.
That sounds very, very inspiring. One of my favorite questions, you know, what one common myth or misconception about your job you would like to call out? You get that a lot, I don't know, from your friends, non-tech friends, or you read a lot about it and you just say, oh no, that's not true.
Okay, yeah. I think for software developers overall, like most of the people think that they are like introverts. Or, for example, software developer thinks like I am an introvert. I don't need to communicate with other people. And this is not true. If you want to achieve more as a software developer, you have to talk with people. You have to clarify the requirements in your ticket. You have to be proactive and propose something in your, for example, retrospectives. And I know many people who think in that way, that software developers are introverts, but they still communicating a lot. And from like my perspective, I can't say that they 100% introverts. So this is actually not true about software developers. They're not introverts. Probably some of them, yeah.
Oh, I love this idea. And thank you so much for debunking this myth, because I really think that it is one of the most popular myths that has been there with us for a few decades, I guess.
Yeah.
And as you were mentioning, that's exactly where I was driving myself. So constant development, it is, of course, our drives to career opportunities. So basically, what is your next tech challenge?
My next tech challenge is to get AWS certificate for developers. I'm going to start preparing to the exam probably this summer, and I hope that I'll get it.
Good luck with that, and quite a plan you have for the summer. But I do hope that you have something else planned as well. So my very last question would be, yes, when you're not working, you can be found doing what?
I can be found doing, you know, some sport activities. I like to walk to my work, which is 5 kilometers from my home. I like doing some yoga, going to gym, and spend time with my family, of course. And except that, I have like some research activities where I trying to find out different ways to be more productive, to achieve more, to keep work-life balance. And this is an area which really drives me, and I want to develop more in that area. So if you're interested in resolving your productivity issues, keeping work-life balance, you can visit my site, t3method.com.
Thank you so much, Almaz, for your time, for sharing your experience, and for motivating us to be more productive and to drive new challenges. I really enjoyed our conversation. Stay tuned for our next episode. Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.